Country western cowboy riding by.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Arizona.
No, I was thinking more like
Nevada.
Texas. Oh, Texas. Like real cowboys. Oh, okay. You know, if there's going to be real aliens.
Yeah. Are there real cowboys only in Texas?
No, but my family's from Texas and my grandfather was, in fact, a real cowboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he had notches on his gun. My dad.
Gun?
Yeah. He was a cowboy.
What, did they have a nut on the gun for everybody killed or what? Oh, crap.
My dad asked
him. He would have done well here.
Well, yeah, I know, right?
East LA or something.
He says, my dad asked him about it one day. He says, I bought that gun from another man. So that was his response. I'm like, shenanigans.
Well, anyways, hello. Welcome to Skein After Skein, episode 24.
I love how we brought the bed in and he has moved to the blanket.
Well, he's quiet. So it's Michelle here.
In his mouth.
Michelle, me, Eve, Bailey, sitting quietly in the corner.
Chewing on his foot.
And let's talk about yarn.
Let's
or
do that
we have
shit.
Anything else that's important to say?
Other than almost dying at work? No.
Yeah, dying, trying.
Well, this suffice.
Overrated.
Oh, shit, I left one of my projects in the living room.
Well, go get it. And I will talk about the Great American Dishcloth Swap. Actually, it's called the Annual Dishcloth Swap that Michelle and I have been organizing for a few years. And it's on again. So if you're interested in doing dishcloth, stop on by. We'll link it up. It's a very simple swap because there's no pressure. You don't have to commit in advance. You make 5 dishcloths, send them in by the due date. And then you get 5 different ones back.
Ta-da! Although we were told we had way too many requirements.
Ooh, yeah, too many requirements. Too complicated.
She emails me this. I'm like, really? I go, make 5 dishcloths, same pattern, different colors, place in mail. Wait for mail.
And then, yeah, put in a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh, I forgot.
And wait for mail.
Wait for mail.
No, just make it by the due date. No commitment. If you don't make it, you don't.
You have to sign
Talking
up.
Of if you don't make it, I asked Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, Jill.
If she was going to participate this year, since she did not last year.
Right, but she was our helper.
And she said, of course, I already have 3 ready from last year because she didn't make it. So I guess she's going to be participating every other year or something like that. So, yay, go Lisa.
I almost did the pot holder this year, and then when I got enthused about it, I realized I had already missed the deadline.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
Solve that problem.
Then the pot holder swap is actually... There is a swap online called the Annual Pot Holder Swap, whom we basically copied our format from.
We asked them.
We got permission and all that. We did it all the legal way. But they did only 3 pot holders this year, which was much better because a pot holder is different than a dishcloth.
Well, a pot holder is like 10 dishcloths.
Right, 5, yeah.
You know, they have to be double-sided.
So, anyways, if you're interested in participating
and I'm sure you are.
Dishcloth swap.
That ain't peer pressure or nothing.
Just
do
it. Hop on over to that group. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
And everybody needs dishcloths at all time.
Totally. I got to make some for my aunt for a housewarming gift.
So, I don't hardly ever use any of the ones that I get because they're too pretty.
I haven't used any of them. You see, I got those of the pot holders hanging up.
Oh, the chicken.
So, once I put the draperies up, they'll be perfectly aligned between the draperies and the closet wall.
All right.
But they're pretty.
They are. All right. Yarn.
Yarn, yes.
What are we talking? Works in progress.
Progressio. So.
Oh, Kim on Craft Stash said... She says that she doesn't say, what are you working on? She's like, what's your craftiness or something like that? We should steal that from her. This is totally
We're stealing your shit.
What is your craftiness this week? I gotta listen to her.
I love
she
her.
Says we love her.
Follow her on Instagram too.
Craft Stash, the podcast or video
awesome.
Podcast. Oh, I just wanted.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Was it her birthday?
It was Thursday or Friday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kim. I just want to mention really quickly, I was catching up with episodes. She had one episode where they went to, on a road trip, so she nice. And some of her buddies there mm-hmm. in New York.
Oh, they were the webs. I saw that.
That's an awesome episode. You can actually go inside and see. I'm like, oh, I want to be there.
I'm like, I just want to go. Didn't you get like heady from the yarn fumes? Oh. You're like, I'm going to take this rack right here, all this.
Yeah, one of each.
I don't need to pay mortgage. Mortgage is overrated.
So what is your craftiness?
I have two things on the needles I'm currently working on. Oh, God, it's on the needles. I'm sorry. I'm working on the candy stripes and sprinkles hat. I've gotten the basic part of the hat done. It's in Malabrigo worsted. Oh, my God.
Oh, it feels nice.
It's so nice.
It's so nice.
On the Harmony needles, these things are so slick and so fast. It's sick.
Are they better than the metal ones? We're talking about the nitpicks, interchangeable harmonies. Needles. The Harmony are the wood ones, and then there are the metal ones. I like the metal ones, but I'm not a big fan of wooden needles.
Because you're used to the clovers, and yes. I just made something with the clover.
$2.99, woohoo!
Clover. Yeah, the $5 if you have to go somewhere special to get an odd size. But I bought a long one, those cost. But I was making, one of my favorite objects I made with my clovers. I used the same needles for this over and over. And you know what does the job? You know, I'm going along, and then after I finished this particular finished object, I started this hat on the nitpicks. I was just like, oh my God, because they're super, they're sharp, and they're slick, and they are super, it has, just for wool, it just has the best grab, but it's so slick, and
the yarn.
It is beautiful with these needles. Like, it's like the perfect combination. With this kind of, like, yarn, I will never use my metal, what to call it, needles for this, because it's just so much fun to use. It's just, the needles are gorgeous, the yarn's gorgeous.
The yarn feels so nice. I'm like helping her hat.
She is kind of molesting it in a dirty way.
Oh, it's so nice. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's the Malabrigo
again. Typical Michelle thing and me interaction. I wasn't too excited about the yarn when I saw it,
understand.
And now I see it on the hat, and it's gorgeous.
It was gorgeous in the round, in the hank too.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah.
Like, I would just come and look at it caked up. I'm like,
I would
so
have
pretty.
Never bought it because
really?
I didn't see it, and now knit up,
so
it's
gorgeous.
Very pretty.
And then this is, the main body is, color's called Deja Vu. The end is more of a solid, it's a little bit tonal, called Ova. And it's just a dark grape. It's a
purple.
Great color. Yeah, it's like
purple-ish.
Super grape. And it's a little bit tonal. It's beautiful. It's also Malabrigo worsted. And it's like, I went to the store. I went to Twist to get it. And I had the body of the hat with me. I was like, I'm looking for, I go, there's a Malabrigo worsted that I'm looking for. And I picked up something that wasn't the same. I go, it's dark purple. I go, it was here 2 weeks ago. And she goes to look for it. I go, there it is. I go, you like these two together? She's like, yes. I'm like, let's go. She was so shocked that I just came in to buy what I was going to buy. I go, I don't mess around in stores like this. Because if I don't have a plan, I don't have any money when I leave. I just need this one thing. Bring this shit up.
That's funny.
You know, so yeah, I'm really happy.
How do you like the pattern? It's the candy stripes and sprinkles pattern.
I like the pattern. You have two options. It's a stripe option and an alternating brioche option. Mm-hmm. And I started the alternating brioche, and I was like, this is going to take fucking forever.
I love brioche.
It would have been really cute, and I wouldn't have had to, like, if you see it start to pull a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of doing stripes with another yarn, and instead of doing the brioche, I did stripes with the same yarn. So it broke it up a little bit, and it's just all marbly and crazy looking. But I just, from one side, and here's the trick, when you're knitting from the top and bottom, from the ends of the same skein, take it. Knit from this one, just mm-hmm. like this, where the yarn from the middle, center, is coming straight out. When you want to use the yarn from the outside, flip the cake over, and that way it won't get
tangled with the one
around.
That's coming out, yeah. Makes
I was like,
a lot of sense. Very smart.
I was like, what? I am brilliant. So, yeah.
Nobody knew about this.
I uninvented it. I'm so excited.
I discovered America.
Even though there were people here.
They didn't have a flag.
That's what I've always said. I was like, what's going to flag and put on someone's front yard, call their shit
there
line?
Was a comedy routine that Eddie Izzard did. And his whole thing was the British coming to India. And they're landing, and the British are like, we conquered this land. And the Indians are like, wait, there's 500 million of us. What are you talking about? And they're like, do you have a flag? No. We conquered this land. You know, it's fun. It's hilarious.
5 million people.
It is.
I know. But yeah, so right now I'm on the bottom ribbing. So there's bottom ribbing, and then you see how it's, this hat is knit flat, which is really interesting. So you do this weird, like, what shape is this? Like a funky ass triangle shape?
Yes. Okay.
And so at the bottom of this funky ass triangle shape, you put ribbing, and then you go back and you put a button band down both sides.
And then you button
then
it
you
up.
You button down the side.
Do you have buttons yet for it?
No, I don't.
Very cool.
So I'm going to wait till I finish it and then take the hat to, you know, nice. The store and go and hold up every single fucking button in the store. I'm like, no, no, no. So I actually really, really enjoy this pattern. It's super
very nice.
Pretty. And if I wasn't trying, I just wanted to get done because I've been wanting to make this hat for a while. And I was like, you know what, this yarn is going to break up. Fine, if I stripe it against itself, there's no need for me to do this pretty
much thing. This yarn goes into, I mean, this hat is going to go into the Epic Cow Cow, right?
Yes. Oh, okay, so this is going into the Epic Cow Cow and my YOP. Okay,
right?
So this is
YOP
double dipping.
YOP is your
project. This is double dipping. My next item that I'm working on, this over y'all. Next item that I'm working on is quadruple dipping.
Oh my, what do you have?
I am making the Hug Me socks that Kim from Craft Stash bought me the pattern for.
Nice.
She rocked it to me. I was very excited. Simple sock. I really like it. I've made a similar sock, but in worsted. This one's in fingering.
Oh, that's the one with that waffle pattern,
uh-huh.
Right? It has like a waffle-ish type of pattern going up the foot, the
yeah,
leg.
And down the top of the
and
foot.
And on the top of the foot. And then it's just regular garter on the bottom, it looks like.
Stockinette.
Stockinette. No,
on the bottom. Stockinette.
Oh, because you're going around. Okay.
No, because you don't want to step on garter all day.
Yeah.
But so, this
depends.
Is... Huh?
Maybe I like that.
Don't be a smart ass. Stop knitting. Because you
listening.
Don't. No, you're
no,
not.
I
you
am
never,
listening.
I get on her about this because, yes, you do listen, but you stop talking.
Okay, let's try.
No, we've done this many times
let's
and
try
you fail play. Epically.
Go on. All right.
We need to fail epically. We are not the knit girls. We cannot knit and conversate at the same time.
Yes,
like,
we can.
You know what it's going to sound like if we do it? Look.
Huh? What? Did you say something?
Exactly. It'll be the whole podcast. So this is this is my Hug Me sock with I love this yarn. Dreamy. This is from Dana from I know from the Unwind Yarn Company. This is one of the club's colors that I didn't get in, but they released some of their club
colors.
Okay,
you bought it later?
I fucking bought two later.
Nice.
I was gonna make it into a shawl. I'm like, I really want these socks.
Those are funny. The colors are yellow, slight orange,
green, specks of blue.
It's sort of burnt colors.
Yeah.
It's not bright yellow.
This was from the they did a John Hughes movies themes, and this is Ducky from 16 Candles, where he has on this yellow and orange and black outfit with this like black and white tie and big pompadour hair. He has some red stuff on, and it's like the perfect representation of this one still that she used. So I bought two skeins of it, and I was like, oh, I want to make a shawl, but I really want to make socks out of this. So this is going towards, because of the color, because it is a slight orange, it's going in the...
Oh, right. Where are you putting this in?
It's going in the Epic Cow Cow for my socks. It's going in the YOP because I had this pattern on there.
The year project, right?
It's going on the Crafty Girl, two Crafty Girls that are hosting the club that this came out of.
Okay.
It's they're doing a May-June cow, so it's going under that cow. And the fat squirrel is doing
the orange.
And I asked her if I could use this color, and she said yes. So I'm quadruple dripping this one. This one saw a pattern. So I just have to have it done by the end of June, and I think I'll qualify for all four.
That's funny. You know what? I need to listen into the fat squirrel. What's that orange thing? Since I'm working on something that would be orange.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yours is. And it's funny how the range of orange, like this is such a gold orange specky type thing. Like it's so on the peripheral orange. But do you think it's orangey? I think it's orangey. It has
I don't know. It's more
gold.
It's more golden sun. But it does have some
orange
in it, but it's not a, it's by no means any bright orange.
No.
It's more like a, you mix yellow and green and throw in a little bit of red and you have
yeah.
that kind of orange.
She okayed it though, so.
Yeah.
I was like, awesome, because she had said no, I would have done, you know, I would have had to, I just wouldn't have put it in.
Right.
That, and I would have done something else. I would have done the stripy sock yarn that I have that would have just qualified for hers. But yeah, I am quadruple dipping because I'm a rock star.
Woo-hoo!
And I started, and I gotta say, this yarn is freaking dreamy. This is her Luxe Socks base, and I think it has like a BFL. I don't have it in front of me. It's a merino wool or BFL with cashmere and nylon. Like it's the best. And these are clovers, but they're so little because they're on ones.
Clovers.
Look.
$2.99, Michaels.
No, because these are 48.
The ones, okay.
Yeah, it's a 48 length, so I can magic loop it. They didn't have 40s, but everything cost me like $5, maybe.
That's funny.
But I don't even worry about these being sharp because they're so fucking little anyway. You know?
They are tiny. What size is that? Like a double
ones.
Zero or one?
I was like, oh, God. But yeah, it's so.
It's nice. It's very nice.
It's
very
nice. It's going to be a cute sock.
It will. It would actually also be a cute hat.
Well, I have another. Oh, yeah. Dana made a hat out of it. And I was like, she mad if I make the same exact hat.
Why would you be mad? Because I'm on different sides of the country. No. It's not like you guys going to go out at the same time.
But I'm
going to
post it on
place.
Instagram and she'll see it.
So what?
I want to be you.
What is it? Imitation? Flattery?
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right.
I don't know. But I have another skein, and depending on how much these socks take, I may do a shawl with it because it's like 435 yardage line.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, so I have a whole nother 435 plus whatever's left from the socks.
Nice.
So we'll see how much is left and what I do with it because I want to use every freaking yard of this shit because it's so nice. I have this yarn from her. I buy a lot of, but this is the first time I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to use her yarn. Oh God. Or like I've just been buying it and hoarding it. And I'm like, I gotta use it.
Use the yarn. Stash diving.
Yeah.
All right.
Stash diving.
Talking of stash
diving.
So that's
what I've been doing, working on. Oh, and I have to say, I have a Knit Girls moment. I'm using where my Stitch is at Ravelry anniversary bag for my socks and my orange and gray super sexy
box bag.
Here's the thing. I didn't realize how small some of the ones you pay for are. Like the one I bought is adorable. I tried to fit this sock thing in there. I could not fit
that box
here.
Bag that you made, which I got inherited a copy of, one of them got one. That's awesome. Perfect size.
Perfect size,
perfect
right?
Perfect size. And you can even have your like extra, like I took mine to Europe and I didn't know how much, if I needed the extra yarn for the scarf that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I had room in there for an extra 2 balls of yarn. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect size.
This
it matters,
should be everyone's
you know?
Small. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it should actually.
They should just get bigger from this size.
Right? We're in America. Things are.
Think Texas.
We got like Coke that are like 7 liters or 5 gallon bottle of Coke. Why can't you make a project bag that's a decent size?
Well, there's a couple people that I know, Lala from Laura Linderman from Knit Girls, she has a sweater size box bag that's. Like, Bailey could get into it. It's
that's funny.
Huge. Like, she holds it up and, it, like, takes up the whole screen. Like, I'm like, that's large, and I might have to make one that size. That's because.
Right, give it a try.
But then you got to carry something that big around, too. Like,
yeah.
That's like an Afghan. That's why I should make an Afghan box bag.
Nice.
It's like
good
a duffel
idea.
Bag. But yeah,
cool.
See, it fits. I tried to put it in my other bag. I tried to put this, the sock yarn in there, and that's why I ended up with this. It was too small. I think once it gets smaller, like when I get on the second sock, it'll fit in there. But for right now, to get the pattern and the yarn and my needles in there, like it was fucking cramped. It was
all
ridiculous.
Right. Moving on. Works in progress. Let me talk.
We don't have that card.
What am I working? Yeah, we need to make a card. We started, since we always talk over each other, we started making little cards. That one says that not done yet.
The other one says wrap this shit up, dude.
And we're like holding that in each other's face when we talk over each other.
We need a, what was the one that we need?
Huh?
What was the one you just said we need?
We need to,
I want to talk now.
I want to talk now.
It didn't help when it says no.
I want to talk.
It didn't help when it says no, but like, no.
I have a whole conversation with cards going on here.
Oh, we're ridiculous. All right, so what are you working on?
I have, oh my God, really, we're also looking forward to hearing about my level one master's degree.
Yes, do tell.
I got my redos. I have to do another redo.
I cannot believe you.
One more.
Okay, she emailed me about this earlier in the week, and you know me well enough that I'm sure you knew the tone of which I said it.
Right.
I said, you know, she tells me what she has to redo. And we talk about it for a second. And so finally, I just write, here I go. And I said it in my mind when I typed it, it came out, is this really worth it?
Yeah, like, no, you're like, you said, are you really learning something
from
this?
Yeah, are you benefiting
this? Because,
from this? Because now it sounds,
you know,
nitpicky as shit.
It's getting there. Because the first redos I read, I was like, okay, this all makes sense. Mm. And even this all makes sense. But it's getting to the point where there's like one thing where you have to write a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You have to design something and then write a pattern for it. And now we're getting really nitpicky on the pattern. You know, there is like, oh, well, this wording needs to be different, or this format. You know, I'm like, okay, moving on. You know,
yeah.
This is...
Well, I get it.
But anyway, so that's... I have done the knitting. There was just one little thing that I had to
redo. Oh, so all your knitting is good? Okay.
The knitting is redone. No, one swatch I had to redo. And I have to just fix, like I said, that pattern.
Right.
So it's... I hope this is it, you know? The other one I'm working on is my bag, the Not a Bagel bag.
What is the Not a Bagel bag?
That's the name of my project, Not a Bagel. I have decided...
Oh, you're going to make that one.
The Rutabaga, and I couldn't remember the word Rutabaga, so I said Not a Bagel because it sounds like that. That's where the name came from. It is the market bag out of that Best of Knit Scene book that started the whole epic cow, because I wanted to make
a bag.
We're going
to knit everything in the book.
Everything, yeah. I'm making at least one out of there, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
And I love this bag. I've just started. I hope I'm maybe short on yarn, so I might make it shorter a little bit because I don't have enough yarn.
It's going to grow, so you might as well make it shorter.
Right, so...
Again,
I really
you
like
Bailey
this. It's on a 10.5 size.
Ooh, is it really?
Needle with a thinner yarn. I'm
it
using
is.
A what is this? Whatever.
It's 10.5 on DK weight.
Yeah, this is not DK weight. This it might be DK weight or sports weight. Whatever. I'm using Louisa Harding nautical cotton yarn that I inherited. That's probably 400 years old. It's cool.
It's pretty.
Orange.
It's orange. It's persimmon.
Yeah, it's not bright orange, it's orange-ish.
You would be on the outskirts of oranginess, too, if you wanted to do the cow with me.
But I might, since it's orange, I might enter that in the fat squirrel.
I've never noticed a sweater in here.
The Berkshire Dolman sweater.
It's
looking at
cute.
The Knitpicks book. Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, it's an awesome book, that's why we started the cow.
Yeah, I'm like, no wonder we like this book, this is awesome, except for the socks on.
The other thing, I guess we can just go straight over into finished objects, because I have actually two finished objects, and both of them are fails. Fail. One was a hat. I combined the little scallops hat, which is very cute,
super
little
cute.
Scallops, with the Madeline's hat pattern, because it's a chemo charity.
It's adorable. How did it fail?
Too tight. I did the yarn change. I tightened up. For some reason, my gauge got so tight, now you can't fit a head in there anymore. I guess you could. I'll
give
it to the charity.
It
was a small hat. It's more like a child hat or something. I will not enter that in the epic.
Oh, my gosh,
because
yeah.
So I got very anxious when I did the color change, and for whatever reason, tightened up like hell, and it's... just tight there.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know.
It looks cute.
It looks cute. That's about it. The other
really
fail
cute.
That I have.
I love the color too, by the green with the black at
yeah,
the top.
Yeah,
it's really
in,
cute.
It's just Simply Soft.
Of course
in,
it is.
Well, it's the chemo hats. They
no, I love
the
stuff.
You know,
it's really cute.
Black and lime green, so.
Just frame
it's cute and whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on,
moving
you know.
On.
Need to do that again or not or whatever. I tried it. It's a nice pattern. The other fail I have, it's called, the pattern is called Squibble Catnip Toy. I want to find, I'm right now looking around to find a small toy, that a cat toy that I can make, that I can make like a bunch of them and whip them out quickly,
mm-hmm.
and give them to that cat charity that I work on, so they can raise them for fun, sell them for fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried that Squibble Catnip toy, and it's gigantic. My cats are scared of it because it's so big.
Bailey might beat the shit out of it, but that is a little large.
It's large. It's about the size of my cat's head.
Yeah.
It's an awesome toy because it has all these loops and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they would like it if I could. One of the things is I used worsted weight yarn, and they say DK yarn or something. You know, that made it bigger. And
yeah.
Then, well, I guess I just have to go to a smaller hook. It's a crochet item.
I would go down like 2 hook sizes, make it super
and
tiny.
Make it tiny, and then maybe I put in too much stuffing.
It's,
you know,
huge.
It's just a
wrecking ball. Like for a lion.
One cat is scared of it. The other one is just annoyed with it and doesn't want anything to do with it.
Bailey
so.
Would eat the shit out of it.
Well,
like, you must
we'll
die.
See if he, well, it has catnip in it, so he might have a
he may be into it. He like, hey.
Like, ooh, cat.
He loves cats.
So that were my 2 fails for the week, but
oh.
I did finish 2 objects. Sort of fail. They're not fail, but they're... Did you finish anything?
I finished 2 things. Damn it, one of them I gotta go get out of my purse.
Well, show me the other.
Okay.
And
so
while
I made...
you walk away, I can talk bad about it.
Oh, wow. I made my favorite hat project, my first finished object for the Epic Cow Cow, which is a star-crossed slouchy beret. Oh, and by the way, I am still sick. I am now going on week 3 of another antibiotic. But this is the best I've sounded in like 2 weeks now. Because about 1.5 weeks ago, I sounded like this.
Yeah.
Like, you could not talk to me. I sounded like ass. But I sound good now. Well, good in comparison. So, I made the star-crossed slouchy beret in the with love. I love this.
I don't know how
hat.
This is a beret. It's like a slouchy hat.
Because I didn't block it. I didn't block it out.
But how do you block that
over a plate?
Beret?
You, that's what you, all berets, you block over a plate.
Interesting.
And it gives it that round, because you see how?
And right now it looks like a giant slouchy hat.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But see how it gets a little bigger
love
here?
Love the color. Love
yeah.
the teal color. Let me try it on.
Mallard by With Love Red Heart. But see how it gets bigger here? So that's where you, hold on.
Give,
you see how,
give.
Focus.
Right. No.
You see how it's bigger at the top?
Yes.
That's where you put it, the plate. So the plate would go right here and it would stretch it out like that. Bring this in and then it would be more flat around the
okay.
top. My friend wanted a beret style one, so I just kind of made it a slouchy. I mean, she wanted a beanie, so I just made it a slouch. So we put it on.
Did you make it larger than the pattern?
No, this one just came out kind of big.
Ooh, nice.
Pull it down this way.
Here?
No, above the rim. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Give it here.
I can't
God,
see it.
God, y'all stretch it out.
I have no mirror in here.
No.
Where are you pulling? Oh, over there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty neat. Very neat.
Do you like it?
I love it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yes, I really like it.
Is it cute on?
Well, right now you're wearing
a scarf
thing on your head, and it looks weird with that. But I'd say if you have
minus
your hair
a scarf.
In a normal way, I think
imagine
it's awesome.
That was white with long black hair.
What does that have to do with anything? It's not that. It's the hair ribbon that's gigantic that's in your hair
well,
under the hat. That sort of
and they have huge green. Hair do underneath. But yeah, it's cute, right?
It's very cute.
Yeah. So
I mean, maybe I might make that one.
It is a great, I can't talk more positive about this pattern.
It's
super
called
easy.
The Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret from
Natalie Larson.
Natalie Larson.
I've made it enough times that I know. This is the 4th one I've made.
Wow.
And I've made it in, now I've made it in acrylic. I've made it in wool ease. I've made it in a cashmere blend.
Any one that you preferred? Or did it
honest
come
God,
out better with any one over
yeah,
the other?
The best one to me was the one I made in Woolies.
Okay.
And that one blocked out beautifully. It totally blocked out. I blocked out an beret style. I would say it would be a tie between the Ultra Alpaca and the
The cashmere blend, the Martha Stewart cashmere blend. That one's probably pretty.
The acrylic one is the least one? Or?
Because it came out bigger. Even though it went down two sizes, it came out bigger because it's an Aran weight.
Mm.
But the Woolies one.
Well, Woolies worsted, right?
It's an Aran.
Oh.
It's a heavy worsted. No. This is, the Woolies is worsted. This is a heavy worsted Aran.
Ah, okay.
Go with love. But I made one in pink for my friend in New York, and she almost didn't get that one because it came out so nice and so cute and it fit perfectly. I was like, fuck. I sent it to her, but
I need to wear pink hat now.
And I made it in my color, you know, but it came out really pretty. That if you were gonna make this hat and you happen to have some woolly sitting around, worsted weight. Knock it out. It comes out really pretty.
I
gotta
try that. I think I have some woolies.
This hat does better with a lighter worsted.
And I'm gonna go down a needle size because if it came out big for you. Wow, I don't know anymore what's my gauge and my, because I'm going back and forth with this stupid master's thing. I'm back and forth between weight tight or weight big. I've lost all my knitting ability.
This one because it asked for, actually I ignore the needle sizes and the way she has you make it because it just didn't work, and after I've made it a couple times, I know.
Do you swatch needle size? Swap needle sizes and.
Yeah,
this?
The ribbing is smaller than the rest of it. So I think for the ribbing, she wanted 10.
Oh,
or 10 and a half. I dropped down to 9.
Big needles.
Big-ish needles, yeah.
I love big needles, and I cannot lie.
Yeah, I dropped down. I can look at my notes, but I dropped down 2 sizes.
Okay.
To make it, and I think I initially did it just because I wanted them to be smaller, and that's the size needles I have, and it just worked out. But if you have worsted weight, some worsted weight woolies, dude, that's the best one.
Nice.
And I don't have that one. I did the one in Ultra Alpaca, which is a light worsted, and it comes out the lighter. You don't want a DK. You just want a light worsted.
Okay.
So that's my recommendation.
All right. Well, what else?
Oh,
have you finished?
Talk shit about this while I run too.
Talk shit about your stuff.
That's what you said you were gonna do.
All right, it's horrible. It looks really ugly, but I cannot tell her that.
Hi.
No, it's nice. I take that back. Totally take that back.
My second finished object is my Kindle cover that I sewed.
This is sewing. Now we're talking.
I just said that.
No, I'm just making a little comment here for the podcast.
You're not
listener.
Telling me what's going on.
I'm a very inattentive listener.
Yes,
so
you are.
You scream something, so I'm sure there's other people like me who are like, give me the Reader's Digest overview.
Again.
I don't want to hear the details.
You know we're talking. Just pay attention. So
sewing.
Oh, my God. Insert sewing here. I mean, a Kindle cover because my Kindle, even though he's not naked because he has
he's a boy?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking.
He's not naked because he has a skin. He has
Van Gogh.
Visit Van Gogh skin of Starry Night. I was always walking around with it without in any case or anything. And I walk and read at work all the time. And one day I was walking and I didn't
dropped the thing?
No, I haven't dropped it, but I tripped over water holes. I was like, okay. And so it was like, you're going to crash and burn one day. I'm like, I'll be fine. I've walked and read for my entire life. I said, people see you and they just get out your way.
Nice.
So,
not the ones that are texting while walking.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm bound to run
into
one
of those.
But like literally like I walk and I'm just like, but anyway, so. And what I do is I just look up, I set my course, and I just go and hope everyone goes around me. So this is my Kindle cover.
It's very beautiful. It's chevrons in green, white, and
wavy
yellow.
Chevrons.
It's pretty cool.
And it has a little place where we'll put a picture up of this one because it's a combination of two patterns. The first pattern was this. It had a place for the Kindle when you're reading it,
mm-hmm.
which I love because you can keep it in the case
and
plug it up.
Did you make that off a pattern of Pinterest or something?
Yeah, I found this on Pinterest.
Okay.
It was a tutorial. I like this because look right here. You can still
plug it in.
When it's, what you call it, even when it's in the container, which is good because
mm-hmm.
I like teeter it on top of shit when it's charging.
Right.
Or you can put it in a pocket underneath.
Oh.
Which is good because I have a tendency to waste stuff in my purse every so often. And so it's completely covered inside. It has batting on the inside.
Oh, it's pretty thick. How much batting did you put in there?
No, it's this fusible fleece. That's all I put in there.
Oh, but it's the fabric? No, the fabric? Oh, that's thicker fabric,
this,
too.
No, this is regular quilting cotton. But
really?
This is interface. Every piece is interface.
Okay.
This is double, which is why. And I put a little pocket on the side. So, like, for this is my book list. It fits in there and it slots for gift cards.
Nice.
Amazon gift cards, Starbucks gift cards.
Nice.
And I love it. It has a little elastic that, because it folds open, so it has a little elastic that keeps
it
closed.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cute? I'm so happy. So
you know what? You are so good at sewing, and I have to actually give you a compliment because you gave me that other project bag as well, the one with the big flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using it, and my friend Deb at work, who is the one who made that amazing K-facet quilt, and who makes like this table runners with squirrels, and I'm like crazy,
oh,
has been sewing forever. And she looked and she's like, she's really talented, she's really good, you know. So you really are good. Yay,
yeah,
hey.
I've been doing this since I was like 6, so you would hope so.
Well, I need to learn from you because
but thank
I've
you.
Been doing this since.
You know what it is? It's I'm super anal. And so, like, if that had been janky, you would have never seen it.
This is really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, that was fine. I'm really good at following directions.
I'd like to order a cover for my car.
Sure, that's going to cost you $1 million. But, yeah, so can we jump into purchases? Because
let's go into purchases. I think we're done anyway with the finished objects here.
So I want to jump into purchases. We're in purchases now. Ding. Because
purchases.
Now that I've made one, I want to make like 500 of them.
All right. So
I want to, my friend Rochelle has a candle, the same candle that I have, but hers doesn't have a skin. Her doesn't have a cover. She has something that just happened to fit it. It has no protection if it ever fell. It's just like really thin mohair. Like, it's ridiculous. So oh my gosh, it was so painful. I had to go to Michael Levine's and buy fabric.
Oh my God, you poor thing. We're forced to go fabric shopping.
It was so tough. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then a text message. I'm like, guess what? I'm at Michael Levine's again. I'm like, oh, great.
No, I texted and go, I may have a problem. And I sent you a picture of the outside banner. So I found this. It was so hard. She's like you. She's difficult to shop for. You are difficult to shop for.
I'm easy to shop for. I'll take anything.
Bullshit. You're
I'll
so
take any
color
gift
picky.
That comes my way.
True, but you are very picky about colors and patterns and what you like and
I'm
don't like.
I'm knitting an orange
That's
bag.
A beautiful color.
It's orange.
That's okay. Orange is okay. And it's persimmon. It's really pretty.
My comfort zone. It's not blue.
I know. God, you are knitting something that's not blue. But she, like, I get a lot of crap from some of my friends because of what I buy. They think it's super high end and everything, blah, blah, blah.
It's all about coupons and buying at the right time as well.
But, like, I switched over to Lancome and, like, my beauty stuff took a severe spike upwards, you know. But it is what it is for me, you know.
Yeah, and you're rich. You work out, you make $1 million at your time.
Yeah,
so
that's it. but
you're a rich homeowner with a trust fund.
True. But not that kind of trust fund. But, you know, it's important. Like I tell people, I'm like, I can't believe, because when they found out, God, you got to loosen your gauge.
I know my inches. Tight here.
Oh my, she can barely get her work on her needles.
No, it's circular.
You said that all every time.
Moving on, stop judging.
But like with the Lancome, my friend was like, oh, when she heard the prices, even the stuff I was using before she heard the prices, and I could see her face. I was like, look, I go, yes, my moisturizer runs me $45. I go, but here's the thing. If I use cheap shit, and I've learned this the hard way, if I use this stuff over the counter, I have that cost. Okay, so that cost me $10.
And then you have the dermatologist.
You have to go to the dermatologist,
yeah.
Which is $30, plus $100 worth of creepy creams and antibiotics. I'm now on for another 2 weeks to clear up whatever rash it gave me.
Right.
You know, because so much stuff has SPFF, which I can't use on my, I can't use it at all because I'm allergic to it. A lot of stuff has lavender in it for my skin type, which I also can't use on my face. I can use it on the rest of my body, but I can't use it on my face. It's not worth it.
Well, the other thing is what bothers me about this, what you just said, is you go to work every day and you get paid for that. You can do with your money whatever you damn want. Your priorities is whatever your priorities are. If you wanna go, I don't know.
Put it all on my nose and cocaine. That's still my business.
That's your money. And if other people want to travel for it and buy cheaper other stuff or whatever, you spend your money however you want.
Yeah.
The only thing that I don't want to hear is you going out, buying expensive shit, and then coming to me, oh, can you lend me money? Can you pay this for me? I don't have money. I'm so poor. I don't want to hear it.
The only reason why I'm poor now is because of that. I didn't expect that.
No, but that's I never heard you say, I can't, I can't do that. You say, no, you know what? My budget this month, it doesn't work.
It's not going to work.
It's, you know, but it's your priorities. And I hate it when people come and say, oh, you buy that.
Yeah,
oh,
I
you know, it's like, what the fuck? Not your business.
If you go to my bathroom, you see I have, and we'll wrap this up in a second. I bought the Urban Decay Naked palette, and which Charlotte tried to steal from me one night. You were here when she tried to steal from me. But when people find out how much it costs, like, I get the eyebrows. I'm like, look, yeah, it's $50. Here's the thing. I use it damn near every day. And secondly,
it's going to last you quite a while,
thing,
too.
What you don't know is I had a gift card with $47 on it. Okay? After tax, I came out $7 for that. You know, am I going to go buy the second one and probably have to come out full price? Yes, I am.
but that's still, it's your money. You spend it however your priorities are.
But
nobody's business unless you start,
my friend that bought a second flat screen TV and a Lexus, and it's just like, I'm poor. I'm like, oh, I can point out why you're poor.
Right. or the worst, why is Burger King not taking my food stamps? You know, it's like, really? And you can buy the cigarettes and the manicures? You know, it's like,
My friend Michelle is one of my friends.
And I want to say nothing against. I'm wrapping it up. Nothing against people, because I feel that if people are falling on bad times, they need help.
That's different.
Just don't spend it on bullshit stuff and then whine about it. You know, I mean.
No, my friend Michelle does not complain, and she's my friend I don't shop with because I can't afford to shop with her. And I don't give her a shit about it. I just don't shop with her.
Right.
Because I can't afford it, you know? Although I took her to Sephora and got her hooked on that drug.
All right. Well, anyway,
so I brought this up
to
because
fabric.
Will is all involved. So I brought this
wrap up. This shit up, card holding it up.
Fat puppy. So I bring that up because she shops at a higher level than I even do. And so it was hard for me to pick a fabric
for her.
I was like, oh, what's going to be classy enough for her? And like, I'm not going to put fucking flowers and rainbows and shit. And she loves Tiffany
Nothing
blue.
Nothing wrong with flowers and rainbows.
It's not her style, though, at all.
Yeah.
It's just not her style. She'd be like, oh, thanks. It's so not her style.
So what did you pick for her?
She loves Tiffany blue. So I picked this Tiffany blue with these purple, yellow, and white
spheres.
Spheres, yeah, they're really cool. And then I picked up the yellow from the outside with this pretty lightly hatched, cross-hatched yellow material for the inside.
Very pretty. Very nice. It's very classy, actually.
That's what I was going for, because she's a classy girl, you know?
It's not in your face. It's very subtle.
Yeah, and she carries very nice handbags. They're all, you know, Chanel and Michael Kors and things like that. And I didn't want her to bring out, you know, fucking Kindle cover with peacocks. Unicorn ass
daisies.
On it and daisies. Yeah, I want it to be something
and daisies and the candy skulls.
I know, right? I want it to be something, and she would use it. I know she would use it either way, but I, you know, when you make something, you want it to fit that.
That's
person.
Very thoughtful of you, and it's very, I think that's very well picked.
Yeah, I think she'll really like it. So it's just a matter of me cutting it out, interfacing all of it, and just
so,
doing it.
So, since you were
this
forced,
hat is for her too.
Since you were forced to go into that fabric store, did anything
horrible.
Else attack you?
Bolts of cotton attacked me. It was crazy.
What'd you get?
So I got this beautiful orange material. Although I know you love orange, it's orange and teal blue, which is one of my favorite combinations. And it's kind of almost mosaic Moroccan type tile.
Yeah, it does have
it.
That a little bit to it, yeah.
So I want to make an orange bag for the orange Fat Squirrel Cow project bag for this one. So I didn't buy a whole
bunch
of that.
So that will be a project bag, okay?
Probably.
I forgot how much about this. And then this, it just had this African tribal feel to it. That just, it's
you should green. Make a turban out of this.
It's just bitching. It's it's green. It's like a multi-green on the bottom. And it has these orange circles, these thick orange circles, like almost stamped on it. I'm sure you hate it. But this is so, yeah, see, Eve hates it.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't
wasn't
love
that convincing?
It. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's green with orange circles.
I love it. It's dope. I'll post. Yeah. I'll vlog about it.
It's
really
probably
cool.
Gonna look really nice because you always make. How should I say that nicely? Ugly fabric, nice.
She called it ugly.
Okay, it's not ugly.
She thinks it's ugly. Clearly,
no, I don't think it's ugly. It just is.
It's awesome. Okay. That's what it is.
I like it better than the next one you have.
The next one I have is dope. It is pears and apples that are alternating. On a white background in different colors. Oh my god, it's so awesome!
Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
You don't like it?
No.
How do you not like it? What's not to like?
Oh, you know what? It is the white background.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like that.
I posted it on Instagram and my super uber duper best friend from elementary school. No touching my stuff.
So much better. The green with the orange circles than this one.
You are so drunk. What is in your coffee cup?
Don't like that one. What are you going to make out of it?
Pot holder for my aunt for her kitchen.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
And probably a project bag for myself.
Okay. Moving on.
Your taste is fucking crazy. I said it. I'm judging. I don't care.
That's fine. I'm judging too. I don't. No, I'm not.
It's so adorable.
Really?
It's novelty, what you call it, fabric.
Nah.
There's like, here's the thing, there's nothing not to like about it. It's like not offensive, it's not bright,
it's
not dull.
No, it's not offensive, it's...
I am usually not judgmental about what people like or dislike, but I'm like confused as shit on this one.
No.
Because when I walked to the store, people I didn't know were like, oh my god, that's so cute.
Really?
Yeah. It's you, is what I'm saying.
Okay. But that's good. We all have different tastes.
Your taste is wrong on this one. Let's point at her.
I like the green and the orange circles.
Bailey's pointing at you.
In this one.
Judging.
Okay, let's move on to the next
one. We're going to put this fabric with the apples and the pears and this fabric up, and we're going to see what people think of
it. Okay, yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, the orange one with the circles, I actually like it.
No, you don't. He's called it ugly.
No, I didn't say it's ugly. I said it is.
And then you say you have a tendency to be able to make beautiful stuff out of ugly material.
Yeah, but... No, this one, what I like about this one is that it's not just plain orange circles, but it has the crackles in it. So this is...
Has a texture
to
it.
This is pretty... It's not just a bright green thing with fat orange circles. There's crackles over it. This is okay.
That's
the
African
feel
to
it. It's not my taste because I don't like the colors green and orange.
Right.
But it is, you know. But this, I just...
I am so perplexed. Like, I did not expect... Yes, that's all the stuff you dropped. I did not expect that kind of reaction.
No.
I wouldn't have been as surprised if you had been indifferent. But to dislike it really, like...
No, I'm not hating it.
Yeah,
I just
you kinda,
don't
look at the face.
Care for it. I guess it's good material for pot holders because it's a kitchen material.
That's why I saw it was made out of pot holders. I saw someone made this. Have made pot holders.
And you know what's
going to
happen? You're going to make those pot holders
and
I'm going to see them. I'm like, oh my god, they're so adorable. You know that happens every time. I just don't see
things.
The
more you like, the more you dislike something I buy and when I make something out of it, the more you're like, oh my god.
And this, I know this about myself. I don't, when I buy something, when I see fabric, I don't see the finished project. I do not have the ability to see the potential of the things. I just see what it is right now. I don't see. That's the same with like when I see a pattern.
Yeah, you
and
get
it's
stuck
made up
in
whatever color it is. I cannot imagine it in another color. So that's sort of my shortcoming there, but I'm aware of that. But I just
see. I
let's
have the
see
opposite
what comes out of these apples and pears.
I have the opposite thing because being a photographer, when you shoot in black and white, you have to be able to visualize in black and white, and a lot of people struggle with that. and they get shocked when they get their pictures back and it's in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always exactly what I expected, because when I shot it, in my mind,
you
I saw
the
it in
black and
white.
Yeah, I cannot,
you know,
do the color conversions in my brain. And I also cannot take a fabric or a yarn, for that matter, and see the finished object. That's why I'm always so surprised when you come up with a yarn. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, whatever.
Hey, you're so indifferent to everything I buy.
Things that happen.
It's very discouraging,
so cool.
Let me tell you. Because I'm always like, yes, and you're like, I don't like it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with her? And then you see what I make, and you're like, oh my God.
Right. Let me copy that.
I can't handle this yo-yo of emotion, Eve.
No. Just keep in mind, I do not have the artistic ability in my brain to convert things from one thing. So the apples and pears, I don't care for this fabric.
Well, I bought 2 yards of it, so.
Whoa, we're going to see a lot of that.
Is it 2 yards or 1.5 yards? I think I might have bought 2 because I love it.
We'll see
so
what
much.
Comes of it.
So much.
All right.
And then this yarn.
Okay, that I love.
When I saw this, I knew. I'm sorry, this fabric. When I saw it, not only did I know I loved it, I was like, I looked at it and said, oh my God, that's beautiful. Eve would so love this.
Oh my God, it is beautiful. I love
this. And
they have
it in blue too.
Wow. No, it's just perfect. It's
like,
what is it?
It's
like watercolors,
it's like crayons that have been melted and swirled together in this beautiful peacock feather kind of way.
And it's in purplish,
it's the main color.
Yellow, red tones. But really nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I bought 2 yards of that.
What are you going to make of that?
Another Kindle cover for me. Oh. And a project bag.
Can you make my card cover out of that?
Isn't it cool? I might go back and get the blue.
That's,
if I do, I'll make you a project bag out of it.
Is that expensive, that fabric?
It was probably about 10 a yard.
Okay.
But I had
coupons. Like what
and
a
I think it was on sale
bag,
for
like,
7.
Nice.
And then I had coupons, and my friend works at the counter and hooked me up. So
you bought this at Michael Levine?
No, this one, the one you hate, and
the apples and pears.
Yes, and
I
the swirly one.
I
hate
it. I just don't like it.
You hate it, and the swirly one.
I hate is such a strong word.
You have making very strong faces at it.
All right, I hate it.
See, Bailey, give her a judgy face.
So where did you buy those?
Oh, those are Joanne's? Those two I got from Joanne's.
Oh, I gotta check out Joanne's.
So yeah, I got hooked up.
That is beautiful.
Yeah,
and that's going to make a really nice Kindle cover too.
Yeah, it's going to make a cute Kindle cover. It's going to make a cute, there'll definitely be at least one boxy bag. And if I have enough, maybe a drawstring.
Awesome.
Because it's really, really pretty.
I'm getting so used to project bags. I'm beginning to appreciate the convenience and beauty of project bags. It's just so awesome to have it all there in one thing, you know, rather than a plastic bag.
A Ziploc.
Let me take my 99-cent store bag.
But it's like, and the question is, can you have too many?
No. Just like you can never have too much money or... Well, I guess you could be too thin.
No, you can't. Yeah, you could definitely be too thin. Hey, Bailey.
But you cannot have enough. I mean, you can never have too much money. You can have enough money, but not too much.
Someone said Kate Spade, she was like, she goes, nothing is tastes as good as skinny feels. And someone responded with, bitch, have you ever had Nutella? Bailey, what are you doing, monster? All I see is this face. Hey.
Hello, I'm getting a shower in here.
Is she dirty? Do you need to clean her?
Thanks for cleaning my elbow.
Is she dirty? He's looking at me like, yeah, I have to clean her.
All right.
I tried. We contained him for as long as we could.
What else do we have? Anything else purchased?
The
specialty needles and threads?
Yes, I bought. He is like molesting the shit out of you over there. Bailey. Denim thread.
Nice. For sewing. Come here.
Yes.
Sit on my lap.
And the orange thread they use to make jeans.
Oh!
You gotta watch when you pick them up under the shoulders.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, baby.
He's like,
Okay, I'm holding you. Thanks.
He's just gonna lick you to death now.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
So, yeah, it's super neat. Like, it looks like it'll disappear into, like, denim when you sew with it. And then this is the super standout. Because there's a bag. You okay, babe?
Hey, you're totally fine.
Okay, there's a bag that I want to make out of denim that I'm going to use that big hibiscus flower type. So I want the thread. I haven't decided if I want it to pop out or to go away. And I bought fancy universal denim needles.
All right.
So apparently you have to use different needles for it. blah, blah, blah.
Well, because denim is hard and you break needles.
But yeah, I sew through this shit though with a regular like quilting needle. I was like, I'll just put a regular needle on there. So yeah. Oh, you are getting clean. Like, look at that tail.
Oh, this is getting, okay, I want to put them down without any screams or scurrying. Okay, now
Monkey, come
sit,
here.
Sit in your basket.
Hi, hello. Yeah, you have to really get underneath
hold
and support him.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he has his shoulders, he has a tendon little problem, so it'll tweak real easily.
Poor little puppy, I'm sorry. All right, thank yous.
Wait, what did you buy?
Oh, what did I buy? I bought fabric too. I bought a yard. I didn't bring the fabric, but I have a picture of it. I bought a yard of this. It's some...
Oh, I've seen a Kindle color in that.
Flower. It's a brown background with some flowers and lines and stuff on it. And I was thinking project bag. I don't know. I just liked it and I just had to get it. And I don't know. It's going to be...
Where'd you buy it?
Joanne's.
That's really pretty. How much did you buy of it?
Either a yard or half a yard, enough for a project bag.
Make a boxy project bag.
I think I should do that because I want to make some bags for the giveaway for the Epic Cow Cow, so I better start practicing, you know.
We'll have a day. We'll have a sewing day, and I'll show you
by
combine.
Cool.
Oh, and I bought this one, too.
Pretty.
Little,
green and orange.
Fat quarters.
Love fat quarters.
Nice. That's gonna. What are you going to do with it?
That's definitely a project bag, yeah.
Cool. All right,
or Kindle cover. Because my theory is I want to change my Kindle covers when I change books.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Someone suggested changing them every season.
Are you going to have one for each book? Or
maybe. That sounded judgy. I guess it is my turn to be judged.
I never, you know.
Forewarning, this is going to be a longer than usual episode because I have a lot to say about the book I'm reading. But go ahead.
All right. Let's say, what else? I think that's all I bought.
I like your fabric. Your fabric's real. I've seen that made into a different style of Kindle cover, and I love it.
I don't have a Kindle, so... Not
yeah, I was going to make one, but I realized you didn't have one.
I don't like reading. I see how my eyes are getting
is that
more and
the
more
book
pained.
On tape?
Well, the book's on tape because
you
really,
drive so much.
Reading a Kindle during the drive on the freeway is not the best
Let
idea.
Me tell you, it's not a good idea. Let me inform you of that.
So, anyway, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for people gifting us patterns, which was really cool. So Sarah Galdriel is her name on Ravelry. Gave me the ball sack pattern, which I absolutely love. It's love the name of it, ball sack.
What are you working on, ball sack?
It's a cover. It's like a cozy for your yarn.
It's a yarn ball cozy.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Thank you so much.
She
I will
also
definitely make some of these.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of yarn at all. She also gifted me a pattern. She gifted me Sunrise by Susanna IC.
What is Sunrise?
It's so pretty. It's the shawl.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, it's a crescent thin shaped shawl that I've had it in my queue forever and I just never bought it.
It's pretty.
And it showed up in my inbox and I got all excited. I was
so
like,
excited.
Oh my God. So I have plans on who, because I gifted someone this week, and so and I plan to gift. I have a list of people I plan to gift.
It's so just, I think it's such a nice surprise. I'm gonna gift somebody next week. You know, it's such a nice surprise to like get a random pattern. It's like
well, yours. I was like, you were so excited. I'm like, she's just not gonna buy it. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna buy
that's,
it.
That's one. So thank you, Michelle. There was a pattern that I totally fell in love with it.
I get this email midday. Oh my God! Look
it's
at him, he's so cute.
Happy Podamus. It is a crochet pattern for a hippopotamus. It is so cute.
He's adorable. It is so funny. She was like, thank you so much. Well, I go, seriously, it's a hippo. He's adorable.
He's
make him.
Totally adorable.
Yeah. I would like one.
I will. I was planning to make you one once I get to it, you know.
You can't eat them.
And it's crochet pattern. It's crochet hexagons and
oh yeah, it's
like
the African one, the African medallion or whatever
right.
It's called.
It's like a 35-page pattern.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I looked through that thing. It's colossal.
I printed it. Ate up half a cartridge of color and printer.
I know.
I was like, whoa.
Thank God for work.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was so happy to get that one to you.
And then I also got from Gail from the Alpaca and You podcast. That is a video podcast, and I love that podcast. It's called Alpaca and You. You is
E-U-W-E.
E-W-E.
I mean, E-W-E.
And she has a farm with alpacas and so she always goes around and shows all the animals and stuff, and she has a store, and it's really, it's always, it's a shorter podcast, not like ranting on like us, it's like 15, 20 minutes.
Not nine hours like us.
Because I'm like, I always feel like, oh, I went on a trip to the farm. So totally love her podcast. Check it out if you have time. And she gifted me the wind and coil slouchy hat, which is actually her design.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
really
that
pretty.
Is really awesome. Thank you.
This looks
Gail.
Like it'd be really good on ultra alpaca. Or again, I would make this out of woolies. It'd be so pretty in the solid woolies.
In the solid, it has these wavy patterns on it, so it really is nice.
But you
want
to use a variegated with white?
Right. It just screams for that. Boy, that would, that pattern really is asking for a solid color yarn because it would
maybe
so
tonal
fight.
Tonal would be pretty.
Maybe tonal, but any variegated wool.
Yeah, the best, like, the most away. Change you can get in color would be tonal before it start looking
you
crazy.
You could like do some serious damage with this one.
Yeah, I know. You blind people. But that's traveling stitches looks like, or cables. Where are my favorites?
Okay, I have, there is a pattern out, it's called the pom-pom rug,
oh,
which I want to do, and I cannot do it because my cat has an obsession with pom-poms.
What are this?
And, what are this? And
what are
totally
this?
In the past has ripped the pom-poms all over the house, and I left my hat from the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on,
oh, that was
on the table the next day I come in, the pom-pom has shrunk down to like a quarter of an inch.
Whoa.
And there were thread all over the place.
I know, I love the picture. That was hilarious.
There is no way
God.
I can actually
I didn't realize
do
that
anything
was
with pom-poms, let alone a pom-pom rug. She'll go nuts on that.
At first she's going to flip out and be like, I hit the pom-pom lottery.
Right.
Holy shit. I don't even remember buying a ticket. And then she's going to rip it to shreds.
But I still love that pom-pom rug. I think it's a Lion Brand pattern. I don't even remember. So.
Is it the Lion Brand or Red Heart?
No, I think it was Lion Brand.
Okay.
But we'll link up to it.
So my new favorite unwrap actually comes from Kim from Craft Stash. She released a new pattern called the Primavera.
Oh, she wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Called the Primavera Melange Cowl. I hope I'm saying that right. It's really cute. Like, it's DK. I've been looking for a reason to buy Madeline Tosh DK.
Check that pattern out. I don't know that pattern.
It's really cute. It has a really, it looks like maybe two, if not three different lace patterns on it. It is a purchase pattern. So at some point, I'm going to buy it. But, you know, after I get past my Bailey excesses. But, because he's been to the doctor twice this week. Is he back over
he's
at you?
He's back over here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It looks like it has two to three different lace patterns going up the front, you know, going up the cowl. Really cute. Good. I like it because it's a good length. So it's.
Is it a short or a tight cowl?
It's a long one. It's a medium one. Like
okay.
It just has a little drape, like a little cute drape. I was like, I really like it. I saw it go up. I was like, oh, that's super cute.
Nice. Nice.
Is he sitting right there?
He's going. No, he's just roaming around the hallway.
He's been peeing a lot. I want to pee in the house.
Hmm. Shall we mention the Cow-Cow? I absolutely thanks everybody who's participating in the epic Cow-Cow. The thread with the pictures is fantastic.
I can't believe someone has a sweater dyeing.
Right.
I got a hat and a half.
I mean, but I mean, just looking through that thread because it's only pictures, it's like, wow, some people are making some awesome shit. You know, it's really cool.
Hell, people are playing along with us, which makes me excited.
I know.
You know, so yeah, I'm really, we've gotten really good results. Eve being the over, even though she's not on team overachiever,
I'm on team slack ass.
Yeah, she was the first one to go up. I went up.
No, second one.
Who was first?
Somebody who had
that wrap, that beautiful wrap.
The shawl thing. That was beautiful.
I was about four projects in. But yeah, it's coming along super happy. Keep up the good work. We can do this. Think about when you're done, you're going to have three hats. Pair of socks, a couple of sweaters, a shawl, like it's gonna be happening.
Awesome stuff.
It's gonna be so awesome. You probably learn some shit on the way. Did you see Jill's?
Yes,
beautiful. Oh my gosh.
The hat.
Oh. The hat is so the cloche. It's so
cloche.
It's
very
so
beautiful.
Cute. So you're still reading American Gods, yeah?
I'm like on disc number 18 out of 19.
Oh, not bad.
I'm almost done. Good book. I mean, it's interesting. It has some weird, odd shit twists. Don't let it run at night when you go to sleep because you'll have nightmares like I had. But other than that, I really enjoy it. And it's one of the books where you're like, oh, I really want to get back to it. Oh, I'm looking forward to driving because I really want to know what happens next. So that's a good sign. You know?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So I like it.
I'm reading, I finished Outside Looking In. Outside Looking Indian. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And I started, my friend Gypsy at work recommended World War Z.
Well, somebody in the group also talked about
it.
Yeah, and I was really intrigued by what they say about it.
Really?
Or was it you talking about it last time?
It was probably
time?
Me talking about it.
I don't remember. Anyways, I'm intrigued by this one.
My friend Gypsy, whose opinion I trust on books, because we kind of have some of the same favorites, she was like, you have to read it. She goes, well, my husband was like, you want to read it? She was like, I'm fucking reading no zombie book.
Right.
She goes, I could not put it down. And so I was like, I read, I got the free sample. And I was like, okay, it's interesting enough. I want to know how this is going to go. And so I've been reading it, and like, I am hooked on it. And it's not so much the zombie aspect. He writes this book in a way that we're going to pause soon because he's looking at me like he needs to go potty.
Well, we should wrap it up here. We're at 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Bailey, come here.
You want to go and pause here?
Yeah.
Let's pause. We'll be back.
Let me ask him.
Wait, let me figure out how to pause. Pause. Hello, we're back.
We're back. All right. Sorry, I had to take a puppy break.
Let's wrap this up. Mm-hmm. So, World War C.
So, it's really interesting because it's very insightful on the human condition type situation.
Okay.
And what I realized, too, is he's having to write this story from, like, 100 different points of views. So he's writing in all these different voices. And, like, hell, the lady that wrote freaking 50 Shades couldn't write well in one voice. And he's writing exceptionally well in, like, little girl, old man, ex-government politician, like, you know, some guy in the middle of the African, you know. Desert.
So he writes in all these people's voices?
Yeah, because he's interviewing, you're reading their interview about what happened to them.
Right.
You know, so he's writing it as if, you know, every so often he asks them a question, like they'll say something. He's like, well, what do you mean by that? You know, or what was that? But it's like reading the transcript of an interview, so you're reading their voice. And so it's different characters, these different people over and over. And I really like it too. Like someone will, he'll be interviewing someone and they'll, I don't even want to know what he's doing to you.
I'm pushing him away. He's coming back like a boomerang.
Let's see his butt and it disappears. But Bailey, hey, you want a treat? Sit your butt.
So he writes in different voices?
Yeah, but the way he reads the story too, like if you're paying attention and you know, you're reading it and like he'll mention something, I'm like, that's really interesting. And then like either the next person or the second person will start talking about that incident because it did, everything kind of fed into each other and some crazy shit goes down in this book. It's not just about zombies.
I have to read that book. I'm going to put that on my list. Have you ever read Faulkner?
I can't get through Faulkner.
I've read The Gaunt, was it the Hamlet?
Uh-huh.
And that, what you just said, reminded me because The Hamlet is a book written in 4 parts,
mm-hmm.
and you don't realize it until much later in the book, but it's all 4 stories. It's the same story told by different people.
Ah.
And the first one is read by...
Bailey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Come here. Monkey.
Is read... Like, the first story, the first one around is told by somebody who is mentally challenged.
Uh-huh.
And it goes back and forth between, they can't distinguish between present and past and it's a child's voice, but it's actually a grown up, you know, and it's really, you're like, I read it, I was like in tears, I had to read it for class, like, I have no idea what's going on here. Then when you read it the second time around, the third time around, the fourth time around, it's like, oh, you know, it was challenging reading.
Faulkner for some reason is very challenging for
Faulkner
me.
Faulkner is not just for you, it's for anybody.
No, I've read his short story of his and that's been it.
The Rose one?
No, it was about sharecroppers.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure it was Faulkner. But after past that, I tried to read some other one.
A Rose for Emily or whatever it's called.
Dude, his stuff is...
It's good stuff. I like
Faulkner. It is, but you got to be able to read. I think, yeah.
Yeah, you got to focus. It's not car reading.
It's definitely not car reading. And you got to go somewhere quiet with a cup of very strong coffee and like dedicate time yeah. to that kind of reading. And know someone who's also read it.
You know? What is this about?
I'm like, I
took
know
a Faulkner means. Class in college.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So that was like
I don't. It's funny being an English lit minor. You would think I would have run across Faulkner more in school, but I didn't.
I have also an English minor to my degree, and I have not had a single Shakespeare reading.
Like, I had to take a semester of Shakespeare.
Shakespeare throughout college.
Yeah, seriously,
that's an English minor. It's interesting.
I had to take a whole semester. I took major plays. You know, because I was like, I don't want to take all the dramas, I don't want to take all the comedy, so I just did it. So you got a sampling of everything. That's why I read Shakespeare.
I read Shakespeare outside of school, but I got it through a whole English minor without a single Shakespeare
book.
That's
pretty impressive. I couldn't get it without it. but yeah, I highly, highly recommend World War Z by Max Brooks. So good. So thankful to my friend Gypsy. She's the one that recommended that book, Devil in the White City.
Put it on that thread that we have.
I got to put my whole list. I have a whole list of books.
Yeah, put that on that thread because that's a really good thread. And I'm actually working my way through the suggestions of people. That's how I found American Gods because a couple of people recommended it in the group.
One of the things I like, I got to check out that thread. One of the things I like about the Kindle is you can highlight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps all your highlights together. But it was this one character, this one person in this book that's come up a couple times. And when you meet him, you don't know it's him. And I'm not sure he knows he's him. But he's in the place, so we're special.
All right.
But I was like, I wrote down his name specifically. So if he comes up again, I know who it is. So I was like,
That's funny.
He has to come up again because he has so much to do with the African portion of this book. And like everyone starts modeling after him, he has, and why he is where he's at has to come up later. So I wrote his name on the post-it.
That's funny.
So I have it. I'm that kind of reader.
How far in the book are you?
I am. That's the one thing I don't like about the Kindle. This generation of Kindle doesn't tell you what page you're on. I am exactly 40% of the way through.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
That means you're almost halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through 1,000 pages, halfway through, you know, whatever.
Right. I have no idea. That's not so good.
My friends are like, what page are you on? I'm on page 43%, whatever that is. Because you're not seeing the whole page in here, so you lose your grasp of that.
I'm so impressed because that was one of my, like, misinformed and being behind on technology. But looking at the text on the Kindle, it actually looks like it's on a page.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not, like, at all, like, reading off a screen. And I always thought it's like, oh, I look at the screen all day. I don't want to look at the screen some more.
That's exactly what took me so long to buy it. But look, it looks like it's just like reading a book.
It looks like a book, yeah.
And I can turn the page and rub puppy belly all at the same time.
I might get talked into a Kindle eventually, you know, or something like it.
Here's
if it
the
looks
thing.
Like this.
There's a bunch of them. The only other one I would buy is I would recommend it is the white page. It's just like this one, but it's white on the back.
Uh-huh.
And so it really looks like you're reading the book. Here's the thing, though.
What's this? Isn't this white?
No, this is gray.
Oh, okay.
Like
very light gray.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's e-ink, and I read this outside on sunny days with no glare.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't have a shiny screen. It's a matte screen.
But it's the matte screen, but it's a different technology to keep it from doing
mm-hmm.
that, too. And it's just so cool. That was the one thing I didn't like about the Nook is that it was way shiny. The screen was way shiny.
Okay.
And like I said, I walk and read, and I knew that first.
The Nook is from whom?
The Nook is from Barnes
&
Noble.
Oh, Barnes & Noble. And Kindle is Amazon.
Which I also like too because I'm very active on my Kindle, my Amazon account.
But they are platform independent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But what's cool, you can download the Kindle application to your phone, to your tablet, to whatever.
Oh.
You don't have to have a Kindle.
Yeah, okay, that's what I need to read on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
But you see the size
really
of my
need
phone.
To strain my eyes more, even, you know.
This is my recommendation when it comes to the ebook. If you have a laptop or iPad or anything like that, just get the regular $75 Kindle. I don't need to go on the internet on this thing. I have a very expensive laptop and a very fancy phone that talks to space. I just want to fucking read, you know? And it
Why does your phone talk to space?
Because it's a smartphone. Your phone talks to space too.
Mm, it talks to space. Doesn't talk to space.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not calling the International Space
Station. But it
station.
Talks to space.
How does it talk
You've
to
never
space?
Heard the, what's it called? The fast girl. She goes, I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone. My phone doesn't talk to space. Because,
but it doesn't talk to space. It's not a satellite phone.
All right. Fancy where you work, person.
It, talks,
it just means that it
talks
it,
through the waves.
It just, yes, it just means it's a smartphone. When someone says your phone talks to space.
Okay.
God.
She talking to the space. She has an app to call the space station.
You don't know, I don't. You don't know what I do on my free time.
If I knew.
You don't know what I do on my free time. You don't know who I know. But yeah, like you can download that. But if you have a smartphone, or a phone that talks to space, if you have a smartphone.
Satellite phone.
If you have a smartphone and you have a laptop or you work somewhere where you have a fancy computer, I just don't see the point in paying $200 some odd for a Nook or even the Fire, Kindle Fire, which is
that
like
has the internet access?
Yeah. I go on my phone or at work, I buy the book, and I just, once you turn it on and you're in your Wi-Fi, because you have that Wi-Fi connection, once you turn it on.
Oh, so you don't, if you don't have Wi-Fi,
you
cannot read?
No, if you have, no, it's about downloading.
Okay. But once you have the book downloaded, you can read anywhere at any time. Yep. Yeah, okay, that's more
But
sense.
You can download it. Before I had my Wi-Fi, I just plugged it up to, you can hook it up to your computer and it'll download it. In under 60 seconds, it'll download the whole damn book. Okay, so what I do is like, I'll buy it like at night when I decide to buy World War III. I was in bed, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I went on my phone, I bought it on the Amazon because I have the app on the phone. And then it says, well, next time turn on your Kindle, it'll be there. Well, my Kindle was at home. And it just, when I turned it on, it was already up.
How is the price of books for the Kindle versus a book that you can actually hold in your hand?
Most of the books on the Kindle are priced at $10. But there is a shitload of stuff that's free.
Well, the library also has free Kindle downloads.
I know Jen and Jane, they download a lot of stuff to their Kindle too, or their whatever e-reader they have. But it comes, a lot of the classics are free. The first thing I downloaded was the Bible because that was free. You know, so I have that church of money too. And it's like, but a lot of, like, when Charlotte got hers, the first thing she did was she went and downloaded all the classics that she had never read because they were all free.
Right.
You know, so if you're looking to, you know, catch up on your classics, I mean, you can
And then
it.
You have sites like Project Gutenberg and stuff like that, all this stuff. By
really?
The way, Project Gutenberg, I looked into their knit books, knitting and crocheting books, and they have a whole shitload of free knitting books.
Really?
But they're from like turn of the century, but not the 2000 century, but the 1800
yeah.
century. So you have these really old patterns, and I'm like, ooh, it would be cool to take something really old and turn
and
it into
cool.
something new, you know?
With a cool yarn and
right?
a cool color.
Same.
Yeah, if you think about getting a Kindle, don't buy the fancy one. At most, buy the white page. I hear that one's really cool. But if you're not sure and you just want to, you know, you just want to try the Kindle, put your feet in the water. It's $75 or
That's
$79. I got the extra protection, so it came up to $100 and like change when I bought mine. And I just put, did you see my post about it? I posted on it. I was like, it was love at first book.
Yeah, well.
Anyway,
wow. An hour 17, and we don't even have a guest star today.
Know.
How can we talk
I
so
think we
much?
Skipped that, number 9.
Yeah, the pet peeve of the week.
Well, suffice it to say, almost got killed at work. No joke.
Yeah, so here on, so we'll just read the notes. Our pet peeves of the week from Michelle, it is ass clowns showing off and in turn putting people's lives in danger. And my pet peeve of the week is having to teach grown people how to behave like grown people.
But they're very similar.
Enough said.
Very similar.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Parents, do a better job.
Yeah. Get on your game. Get on your game. Everyone should remember Tuesday is Random Act of Kindness Pattern Day.
Yeah.
Get on the party train. It feels good to give and it feels good to receive.
If you feel like, yeah.
Does that mean my week? I was
yeah,
like,
oh totally. I was so thrilled. I was like, oh my God, somebody gifted me.
I was so happy.
Thank
Kim,
you.
Too. I think I said when Kim gifted me the hug me sock.
Yes.
I think my email said.
Poppy thing. So awesome.
I was so happy. We're dorks.
Yeah. Anyways, have a good couple weeks. We will see you online at Ravelry, or we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
And if you want to, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm PhotoSpy75.
And I'm not on Instagram. I haven't hopped on that train yet.
It's fine and addictive.
I may get on it later.
I'll peer pressure into it later. This, you know, she'll have a Kindle and she'll be on Instagram.
Yeah.
I just put a picture of my Kindle on Instagram. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
I love how we insist on talking to our intro and say
have
to be right now. Remember last time we forgot we were even recording? Our like, damn, blah blah blah.
Is it your friend is not in the show?
Okay.
I'm going to come with it.
You got me.
Wait, did you? I was scratching.
Yeah, well, because I was snapping with the face before. And then I held over my arms and tried to climb my arms.
Hey, I was
gonna get
scratched.
It was like a girl downfall. Alright, can we stop this level?